From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Libyans are seeking unity. Representatives of Libya's warring factions meeting in Tunis Tuesday agreed to create a national unity government following months of UN mediation. But regional analyst Zubair Iqbal of the Middle East Institute doubts this development will be successful.
Only a minority of representatives in both the parliaments have signed into it. And these are the inconsequential people. So I don't see at least as much support as it was expected to sanctify this government. More important, General Haftar and others who may be on the outside but are very powerful are not on board.
Tuesday's announcement was welcomed by the United States, a spokesman calling it a significant step forward on the path to Libyan peace and stability. He promised full U.S. backing, including economic and counter-terror assistance. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry meets Wednesday with his Russian counterpart, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, in Zurich, with Syria high on the agenda. Both diplomats represent governments taking part in Syrian peace talks Monday in Geneva. But the U.N. has not sent out invitations over the inability of the participants to agree on who should represent the opposition. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
It is still our desire to see this meeting occur on the 25th, and the secretary is in close touch with Mr. De Mistura, the UN special envoy, and of course has been in touch with Foreign Minister Lavrov about this in just the last days. He will stay in close touch with him, but is certainly what we want to see is we want to see it move forward.
Kirby acknowledged the peace effort is complicated. The future of President Bashar al-Assad is also a point of disagreement. This is VOA News.